I'm Miami D, and you're welcome to another episode of A Guide Through Life. Thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed listening to our last episode. A quick recap. We talked about the purpose of this podcast, which is to go through life together in wisdom, truth, and peace, and how we are not alone in our struggle. We all are going through one thing or the other. That's just life generally. We also talked about the ultimate guide and the creator of life, our Heavenly Father, and how important it is to build a personal relationship with Him to help us go through life easily, making life feel like we've hacked it. Then we talked about the fall of man and the cost of disobedience. Today, we continue to further discuss the cost of disobedience, which is chaos. I believe that word just captures so much of what many of us are experiencing today. Life can feel like it's spinning out of control. There are times when you wake up and it's just heavy, emotionally, mentally, financially, spiritually. You just feel like you're losing your grip. You feel overwhelmed, like you're drowning, and no one sees you. And in this moment, it's easy to ask, where is God? Has God forsaken me? But I want you to remember that God has never left. Even in the middle of chaos, God is present. And if you're willing to turn to Him, not perfectly, because just like you, I'm not even close to perfection, but sincerely with all your heart, mind, and soul, it will begin to put the pieces back together. It doesn't always remove the stone immediately, but it gives you peace within it. You know, when you feel absolute calmness, even when it feels like the world is crumbling, yes, that kind of peace, that's the peace it gives. Sometimes you wonder, why is someone you know is so calm when there is a storm? Trust me, it's just confidence. When you have the backing of the one who created the universe and everything in it, why worry? If he tells you everything is going to be alright and you trust him, then you learn to stay calm in the storm. If you find that difficult, my advice is just pray. I promise you it will make a difference. Chaos didn't begin in our generation. It started from the very beginning, after Adam and Eve disobeyed God and they were sent out. What followed was a chain reaction of jealousy, murder, selfishness, pride, and destruction. From Cain killing Abel out of jealousy, to the wickedness that filled the earth, to God's decision to restart humanity through Noah. And still, even after all that, people chose pride over obedience, just like at the Tower of Babel. All this came after we were flawed from the desire to know what is good and evil. But because humans are too weak and not strong enough to resist temptation, chaos prevailed. Imagine Cain upset about his offering not being accepted by God, and out of jealousy decided to kill his brother. That was really crazy, for real. I think about how weak Cain must have been to allow his jealousy and anger to cause him to kill his own brother. We are not so different from Cain. We might not be killing our own sibling, but most probably thought about it. I know they can be so annoying sometimes, and we can be jealous sometimes, but our love for them is way stronger than our hate. It's just them being our siblings, that's what they are. Then from Adam and Eve, the earth was populated. But as the human population grew, so was evil and more chaos. Imagine angels coming down to have children with humans, giving birth to giants. Everyone was basically just doing anything they liked, living without a relationship with God. In that situation, all what God observed was chaos. He observed how wicked humans were on earth. He saw that everyone of our thinking was constantly and totally evil. This must sound very familiar to many of us, as we can see that it's the same as today. Humans are really very wicked and mean people. Sometimes I wonder if some people still have conscience, because how can you successfully execute so much wickedness and still sleep like a baby at night? That's crazy. God saw all of this and he said, "My spirit will not put up with humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh," and decided to reduce our normal lifespan from 900 plus, can you imagine, to 120 years. So we'll have been living for about 700 plus, 800 plus years. But now God is like, "I can't deal with you guys." And he reduced it to 120 years. He was sorry he created us. He broke his heart. Then reading that broke my heart too. So God decided to scrap the project by wiping every living thing over the surface of the earth. And remember I said I would have done the same after Adam and Eve disobeyed God. But here's the beauty in all of this chaos. God still stayed. Even the chaos, he looked for the obedience. He protected Noah and his family because he found Noah blameless. Not perfect, but blameless. And he wiped the earth with a flood that made water rise to the height of mountains. That is a lot of water. Then he made a promise and a covenant to never destroy all living things with flood, and gave us his rainbow as a sign of mercy. Then he instructed Noah and his son to multiply and fill up the earth. After the flood has resided and there was dry land, but still out of disobedience, they decided to stay in one place and build the Tower of Babel. Can you imagine how these guys are so stubborn? Sometimes I wonder, why are we this stubborn? It's not cute at all. Why can't we just obey? Just, you know, people just want to have control. I can do this. It's my life. God has given us free will, yes. But we are lost. We are lost sheep. It's like when you, as a farmer, you have sheep. And sheep should feel like, "Oh, I can make decisions on my own." They are always lost. They can't find their way. That's who we are. And we have someone that is there trying to direct our way. We're like, "No, no, no, no. I want to do what I want to do." That caused chaos eventually, because we don't have the ability to know or to decide what is actually good for us. We can choose between good and evil, and most of we decide to choose evil. After God saw all of this, he then strategically scattered the nation, not to punish them, but to redirect them on the path he desires, changing their language. He had to do what he had to do. That's just who our Heavenly Father is. Just but deeply loving, firm, but always redemptive. Maybe right now, your chaos doesn't look like flood. But maybe it's a financial stress. Maybe it's the fear of not being enough. Maybe it's heartbreak, betrayal, confusion about your purpose, or constant anxiety that makes it hard to breathe sometimes. Maybe you're trying to figure everything out on your own, and deep down, you know it's not working. You're exhausted physically, emotionally, spiritually. I've been there, guys, and I still have those days that it feels like it's not real. But what I've learned is that surrender isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Surrendering to God, trusting his word, and simply saying, "Lord, help me, I can't do this alone," is what invites peace into chaos, is what calms the storm. Because peace doesn't mean perfection. Peace doesn't mean you won't cry. Peace means you won't drown in the storm because someone is holding your hand. As we reflect on these stories, ask yourself this question. Am I walking in obedience or am I walking in pride? Am I trying to build my own tower or am I letting God build my own life? The chaos around you is no stronger than the peace God offers within you. is not asking for perfection, is asking for trust. Trust me, let me put you on the right path. Sometimes we feel like, is this the right path? This even looks more chaotic than we are coming from. But if there's this trust that my God will never forsake me, my God is always there with me, He wants the best for me, He's going to fulfill what He has always promised, to protect you, to guide you, to give you the best life. But all of this is if we decide to choose to walk with Him, even if it means letting go of control. Let's choose to believe that chaos is not the end. It's a place where God's peace reigns. Sometimes when people say, oh, my life is not going the way I want, you know when God wants to use you as a testimony? You can't have a testimony if you're not coming from a place of lack. You can't have a testimony if things were not going wrong. For you to have a testimony, you have to come out and say, I was poor, now I'm rich. I was sad, now I'm happy. So things will go bad. There'll be chaos. But if you trust and you say, God, I believe in you. You say, you want me to do this? I will do what you want me to do. Because I can't do this on my own. I surrender my life to you. And we decide to follow His will. Trust me, we will never lose our path. Thank you for joining me today. Be reminded that you're not alone in your storm. And I pray that you reflect, you begin to feel God's peace wrapped around you like a warm blanket on a cold day. I also want to let you know that I will be creating a community very soon. It will just be a safe space for breathe and express yourself, share what you're going through, and find support. Whether you need prayers, encouragement, financial help, that should not be taken advantage of, or just someone to listen to. We'll be there to guide you. We'll be there to help you. We'll be there to let you know that you're not alone. This human race is a matter of community. We are social animals. We are like the ants that we can't do these things on our own. And there are some times that we just need that somebody to tell us that just keep going. Everything will turn out right. Even when it feels like we're ready to give up, everything will turn out right. That's just life for you. Maybe that's why my favorite quote is, life is just not a bed of roses, but it turns. Life is filled with ups and downs. But if you're strong enough to believe or have someone beside you, because honestly, you're not strong enough on your own. But when you have God guiding your step, it's easier. Now I'm the kind of person that don't worry. I don't think about anything that is bothering me. And I know that it's not something that is happening now. I tell God, take control. It's in your hands. I know there are some times that you can't just sit down and fold your hands. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. I'm telling you that as you're working, you're putting it in His hands. Because even your hard work is not enough. It's not enough to uncrown your effort. There are times that you've worked really hard and it is futile. And that can be annoying sometimes. But if there's somebody there to direct your step, you will know where to put all your effort in. This community is a space to remind you that you're not alone. We're all in this journey together. A place where testimony and struggles meet, where faith is built through each other's story, and where God remains the center of it all. Because the only way we can truly let Him guide us through life is if we know Him. If we build a relationship with Him and understand His purpose for our lives, we are not too far gone. The chaos around you is not stronger than the peace God offers within you. So if your word feels loud with chaos, may God's whisper of peace be louder. So guys, till next week, keep growing, keep praying, keep figuring it out. Catch up next week, guys. Bye.